Now we welcome in from the Jaguars Radio Network, color analyst and former Jag and former Jet as well, Jeff Loggeman is with us from inside the stadium. Jeff, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Mark and Chris. And by the way, I mean, how come the Patriots broadcast booth here, the radio booth, has got little portable heaters underneath their counters, and we don't have it in our booths? What the hell's going on?
I got two words for you, Jeff. What kind of treatment
are we getting coming up here? Isn't it just like sideline heaters? Okay, if you guys have something like this, we're supposed to get something like that?
I got two words for you. Scott Zolak.
Man, you guys are soft.
I would say this,
portable space heaters under the counter. I mean, come on.
Do you feel you need one today? Do you feel you need one today, Jeff?
Man, you guys are soft.
It's going to be 47.
I'm just joking. It's awesome. I'm jealous. That's all.
It's going to be 47 at kickoff. It's basically summer here today, Jeff.
Oh, it's awesome.
Those heaters will not be on today. So if you feel like you need one,
well,
go ahead
already
and borrow
on now.
It.
I'm just telling you, you guys are soft.
This is great.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. This week in Jacksonville, I mean, holy cow, we had like we had plants dying and everything. We had like 26, 27, 28, 29 for like four consecutive days. We have like fish dying everywhere.
I was saying, do you have any of those frozen lizards? I saw. Some
oh man, those little chameleons. Yeah, they were hiding. You didn't see them any at all. Last couple days, I can tell you that.
So, Jeff, obviously a very big and emotional win for the Jaguars last week against Pittsburgh, and a pretty convincing win. Do they have more of that in them for today's game, or did they use it all up last weekend?
Well, I hope they've got more as far as defensively, you know, because you can't expect to give up 42 points and win in back-to-back weeks, you know. And Ben Roethlisberger, give him credit. I mean, he had a marvelous day, and the Jaguars' defense certainly didn't have one of their better days, but they did enough to get the win. And that's kind of been the calling card of this team overall. You know, down the stretch, they've won different ways. They've won with offense. They've won with special teams. But they've won mostly with great defense. And that's what they've got to have today if they're going to have a chance against Tom Brady. I mean, look, I mean, you guys know. I mean, he's got great experience. The magnitude of the game is not going to overcome him. And this defense has got to be ready for the task. And, you know, we do a commentary each and every week. You know, we throw our opinions out about how the game's going to go. And I just threw out this about the Jaguars' defense. They have to start strong to allow the Jaguars' offense to do what they want to do, which is run the football and have balance, but they need to finish stronger. And that's what this Jaguars team has to have success today.
Jeff, I want to ask you, speaking of that Jaguars defense, there's an important piece of that defense where there's a question mark whether he'll be available. Tashawn Gibson, the safety for the Jaguars, his foot injury has sort of been overshadowed by Tom Brady's hand injury. I know he was in a walking boot on Monday. He missed practice time Wednesday and Thursday. He's questionable. Is he going to go, and what percentage will he be at?
Well, that's a great question, Chris, and that's something that, you know, I've been looking at all week because, you know, Tashawn Gibson covers tight ends. I mean, that's why. And obviously you guys have Gronkowski, and he's a great player. You know, and I think also, for one, he covers tight ends, but number two, if he wanted to do something kind of out of the box, you know, take Jalen Ramsey, who is, you know, arguably the best cover corner in the National Football League right now, and he's got size, strength, and the ability to cover a tight end. You know, if you wanted to get creative and put Ramsey on Gronk, you know, you've got to have a safety that can now kind of flip responsibilities with that cornerback and cover a wide receiver. Well, Tashawn has played nickel before, okay, did it in Cleveland. He's done it some for the Jaguars, and he has the ability to maybe jump over and cover a Chris Hogan if you're going to play some man, you know. So it's a big question mark. I don't know what the outcome is going to be. I mean, limited yesterday or Friday in practice, questionable in the injury report, but they certainly need him against a very talented Patriots offense.
Talking with Jeff Loggeman from the Jaguars Radio Network, can Blake Bortles win a game like this on the road? Do you have the faith in him to do that?
you know, that's the big question, you know, and here's the deal. They haven't really had to rely on Blake Bortles to win, you know, where it's all been on his shoulders. You know, he's done a lot of good things, and he plays his best football when this team has a lead. When they're, you know, have the ability to run the football and be aggressive on some early downs. But the one area that he absolutely has not thrived in yet in his career is that when this Jaguars team is down by, you know, whether it be one possession or a two possession game late in the fourth quarter, he's never been able to put the team on his shoulders and say, here we go, I'm going to take you to victory. You know, so it's imperative that this team, this Jaguars team, and I don't want to say keeps it out of Blake's hands, but allows Blake to be in his comfort zone, which is with the score even or slightly ahead. And that's a challenge to do it, obviously, because, I mean, what, seven consecutive AFC championships? I mean, look, it's a team that's going to be able to put some points on the board.
Jeff, you know, in terms of putting points on the board, what's the game plan you think for the Jaguars? Is it to come out here and try and pound the rock? This is a pretty good yet unheralded offensive line. They powered the Jaguars to the number one rushing attack during the regular season and only allowed 24 sacks, which was the third fewest in the NFL. Do they put it on this O-line to win this game offensively?
Well, I mean, that's what they are. I mean, that's what they have been all year long, and they didn't care. I mean, heck, even going against Wade Phillips in the Los Angeles Rams, and Wade Phillips comes out, and he's playing goal-line defense personnel against the Jaguars' rushing attack. Do you think the Jaguars changed and said, well, you know what, we're going to throw the football now that they're playing goal-line defense? No, they ran the ball. I mean, that's what they are. I mean, they're a run-first team. Leonard Fournette is going to be the man, and hopefully he is able to bounce back from, you know, a little bit of a nagging ankle injury that he aggravated last week against Pittsburgh. But the offensive line played outstanding against Pittsburgh, a big, powerful defensive front, and they manhandled them and were able to maintain balance. But I expect also that, you know, with that rushing attack, for them to be aggressive on some early downs and throw on with some play-action stuff, because that is really kind of how this offense has been at its best.
Jeff, you played in the AFC Championship game the last time these two teams met in Foxborough, going back to January.
I did, and you got to be, please don't go there.
It was far more memorable for everyone
it.
Here. Are you? What do you remember about that game? We all remember that the lights went out.
I'll tell you exactly what I remember about it, okay?
Yeah.
We were playing excellent on defense, okay? And we had our punter, Brian Barker, the ball snapped perfectly in his hands, and he drops it, and he wants to pick it up and be a hero and run for a first down instead of just picking it up and punting the ball, okay? So I remember that. I also remember before the game our running back, James Stewart, who fumbled in the ball game. But before the game I talked to him because he's wearing those neoprene sleeves, you know? And he's wearing them on the outside of regular long sleeves because it was a little cold. And I said, James, Stu, you got to turn those things inside out so the rubber is on the outside so you don't fumble the ball. Well, what did he do? He didn't change the neoprene sleeves inside out, and he fumbled in the ball game. So you know, yeah, I'm a little bitter. You know, I'm still mad at some of my teammates for that game. But, no, it was a great opportunity. It was a magical ride for us in 1996, you know, second-year expansion franchise. And for us to go to Buffalo and beat the heralded Buffalo Bills and the number one ranked Denver Broncos at their place and to come here and have an opportunity to play, you know, for a Super Bowl appearance. It was a wonderful opportunity, but I will say, and this is the one thing that I kind of am questioning with this Jaguars football team right now, you know, it's kind of a loose group, you know, when you're not expected to be in this position. You know, leading up to it, as far as like the games against the Bills and last week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. But when you go to the AFC Championship game, it doesn't matter how loose you were in the previous games. There's something staring at you that's different in this game, and that's the opportunity to appear in a Super Bowl. And so the pressure gets bigger in a game like this, and hopefully this team can deal with it better than we did in 1996.
Yeah, you only gave up one offensive touchdown in that game, and it came early. So you guys really clamped down and just couldn't hang on. Jeff, appreciate I hate to rub that salt in that one.
That's okay, guys. You know,
Take a space heater with you on the way out as a consolation.
as a souvenir.
All right.